72. My father, 94. Ashton Parish Church.
They lived in it.
They wanted to sell again when he made a lovely place down the Green Lane, but the compensation would be so much nobody would buy it. So my father got it at his own price. In the end. Then he elaborated more. He opened up and made a swimming pool.
First of all,
he had made a lovely tennis court. He was very clever, really. He trained at Frank Kent's nursery, Rose, at Colchester. This is where he got his training. He was like apprenticed there. So he learnt it properly, you see. And he made a beautiful tennis court. And first of all, he used to let that out. Got a bit more money that way. Well, then afterwards, he had diving boards and steps down.
We know you go down Green Lane, there's a level crossing at the bottom. Well, adjoining the railway on that side is this big estate now. It's called Rose something, else.
Which is rather nice. They've named it Rose Walk and Floral something. Well, no.
You can go into there, there's
a
roadway, and see this pool that is still there, no visible from, there's a high wire fence around, you can't get into it now.
But you see, they pulled a house down that we lived in, because it was a very tall house.
The old engine house it was, actually, three stories high.
So it was very upright, and rooms built out and whatnot. At 92, and he went with my other sister that didn't marry, to Malden to live. His garden was everything to him. He loved his roses. And my mother were. I think they were both very hard-working.
I think the majority of people did work hard those days, you know, really.
Yes,
those had got work.